You're listening to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in today for Lester Graham. 2018. This is an election year. And in addition to candidates on the ballot, there's going to be a number of proposals. And a crucial ingredient for any successful ballot campaign is cash. Lots of cash. A bunch of the ballot campaigns have raised nearly $1 million already. Stateside's Lester Graham spoke with Craig Mauger. Mauger's with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. And we asked, what's $1 million get you?
The wisdom in Lansing has long been that if you can raise somewhere between $1 million and $2 million, you'll likely have enough money to get your ballot proposal on the ballot, that is, gather enough signatures to accomplish that. And that's kind of where we stand with a lot of these, is figuring out, are they going to be able to gather the signatures that they need as the window here closes?
Michigan Time to Care would make employers provide earned sick time. Who's contributing money to that effort?
Yeah, this is one that kind of is a example of what we're seeing across a lot of these efforts, is you have a couple of nonprofits that aren't based in Michigan that are contributing the majority of the money to the ballot campaign. This My Time to Care proposal is being heavily funded by something called the 1630 Fund, which is based in Washington, D.C., according to its website, and they've already given $1.3 million to the effort.
And who are they? Why do they care?
That's the question that you can ask about a lot of these. I think 1630 Fund is an organization that funds a lot of ballot proposals across the country. And, you know, I think they tend to be progressive in nature. So it's very hard when it comes to ballot proposals in Michigan to draw direct lines from who is writing the check and what is their specific interest in the issue.
Let's talk about Michigan One Fair Wage. It would raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour. We had a proposal like that just a couple of years ago, right? Who's behind it this time?
Yes. So we did have a proposal just like this not too long ago, and kind of there was somewhat of a deal reached between Republicans and Democrats in the legislature to reach a compromise to keep it off the ballot. In this instance, the money is coming from the Restaurant Opportunities Center. They have a variety of groups that are helping fund this, and that is an organization that has a Michigan affiliate and is a national organization that is kind of representing restaurant workers. So they're investing heavily in this minimum wage proposal, which would increase wages for restaurant workers.
The Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol has raised $1.6 million. Who's donating to that effort?
Yeah, a lot of that money is coming from another organization based in Washington, D.C., the Marijuana Policy Project, that kind of advocates for proposals like this across the country. They've also gotten money from Smokers Outlet, $250,000 from that business, and another ballot proposal that has previously advocated for marijuana legalization, MI Legalize. This is the ballot proposal that is the furthest along in the process of getting on the ballot, and this is the one that at this point seems most likely to appear on the ballot in 2018.
And we had an opponent to legalizing recreational use of marijuana on the show not too long ago, and he indicated that some business groups like the Chambers of Commerce would be fighting the effort. Do we know if that's going to happen?
You know, I think that is most likely going to happen from what I can gather out talking to people, that, you know, we may have a handful of ballot proposals that business groups like the Michigan Chamber oppose, and the Chamber and other groups could potentially just run a vote no on everything campaign. So it's hard to say at this point how targeted opposition could be at just this marijuana proposal, but there is a group that has already been created to oppose the marijuana legalization proposal, and that group is getting all of its money from a organization based in Virginia, Smart Approaches to Marijuana.
I'm wondering if Big Pharma is going to get involved in that. I mean, you know, there are a lot of opioid drugs out there that this might cut into their market.
Yeah, and we've seen that in other states. I think there's been some reporting on that playing out in Ohio and elsewhere. But again, in Michigan, we have heavy involvement in ballot proposal campaigns from these nonprofits where you don't exactly know where the money is originating from. So it could be a situation where groups like that could play in this or could not, and we'll never know.
Let's go to the next one, protecting Michigan taxpayers. Now, this is a proposal to repeal the state's prevailing wage law. The Associated Builders and Contractors is providing most of the money here. But money isn't everything. You got to get petition signatures in. What's happening there?
This ballot proposal is in what I describe as legal limbo. There's kind of a battle over the petition signatures, and it's gone to the courts now, and depending on how the courts rule and what happens, the legislature could sign off on it, but there's a heavy opposition campaign funded by a lot of building trades, labor groups that are working, members of the legislature, to try to drum up opposition there as well.
And how much has the Associated Builders and Contractors, who are behind repealing the state's prevailing wage law, what kind of money are they bringing?
We're talking about $1.3 million that they've put into the ballot proposal campaign this time around. There was another ballot proposal campaign on this issue a couple years ago. They put money into that. It failed, didn't advance and get on the ballot. They've invested heavily in this effort, and it will be interesting to see what plays out in the courts.
Promote the Vote. It wants to make voting easier in a number of different ways. Who's behind that effort?
Yeah, Promote the Vote is being championed by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. They're a national organization. They have a Michigan affiliate. The money for this ballot proposal is heavily coming from that organization, and it's an effort to try to expand voting rights, and it will be one that could get on the ballot, I should say. I mean, they've been out gathering a lot of signatures, like a lot of these, and it could be one that gets on the ballot.
And they've raised close to $1.4 million. Let's talk about Voters Not Politicians. That's the grassroots effort to end gerrymandering by having an independent panel draw the political districts. How much money has been raised for that ballot proposal?
Yeah, so this is the one that is getting a lot of attention right now. One, because of how they went about gathering their petition signatures. They haven't raised $1 million. They're just under $1 million, according to their last campaign finance disclosure. They've raised a majority of their money from people who are giving less than $10,000. They've had a huge small donor base for their campaign. They've gathered a lot of their signatures from volunteers who were out at events. So this is a ballot proposal that is somewhat different than a lot of the other ones that we have seen previously. And now this proposal is subject to a lawsuit that's coming from an opposition campaign.
Yeah, who's actually behind the opposition campaign?
Yeah, so that opposition campaign is a ballot proposal called Citizens Protecting Michigan's Constitution, which, its address is the same address as the Michigan Chamber. It's been, funded with in-kind contributions from the Michigan Chamber. And then there's a businessman named John Kennedy of AutoCam that's given $100,000 to that effort as well. Another group that, people are still looking into, including myself, called Fair Lines America, which is based in Virginia. It's given $50,000 to this effort. So this committee is definitely, linked to the chamber. It will be something that people will have to continue watching to see where all of the money is coming from for this.
So other than Voters Not Politicians, which is getting a lot of small donations, what's the overriding thread with everything else we've been talking about?
Yeah, so what we've seen is that these ballot proposal committees are raising a lot of money. The most active ones have raised a combined $12 million, and a majority of that money is coming from a small number, half a dozen organizations that don't have to disclose where they're getting their money from. So these very active efforts to change Michigan law, change the Constitution, are being funded heavily by groups that have undisclosed donors.
Dark money. It's always so good for democracy. That's Craig Mauger. He's the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Thanks very much, Craig.
Hey, thank you.
And we learned just today that one of those big money initiatives will actually not come before voters. The Clean Energy Healthy Michigan Group, that's backed by liberal billionaire Tom Steyer, they announced it's ending its efforts after reaching an agreement with DTE Energy and Consumers Energy.